Disney's new film Miracle opens today around the country. It portrays the legendary 1980 Olympic hockey tournament in Lake Placid. A team of U.S. college students beat the Soviets 4-3, then went on to win the gold medal. The game with the Soviets is considered one of the greatest moments in sports. But as North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, people in Lake Placid also see it as part of their own personal history.
Mid-afternoon, Mikey Buzioni is patrolling the ice at Lake Placid's Olympic Arena. The captain of the 1980 U.S. team is surrounded by a swarm of kids in hockey gear, part of a clinic he's putting on. These young players weren't born when his team beat the Soviets a quarter century ago. The new film, Iruzioni says, is a chance to tell them part of their history.
It's a whole new generation now that's going to get a sense of what the victory was, because they've been hearing it from their father or grandfather, and the movie's dead on. I mean, they do
the Americans faced impossible odds that winter. 2 weeks earlier, the Soviets had smashed the U.S. squad. But this game in Lake Placid unfolded differently as the two sides traded goals. Al Michaels handled the play-by-play for ABC Sports. If this movie is a first taste for local kids, many older Lake Placid residents, like Shirley Sini, remember the game as a defining moment when their town was the center of the world.
When they scored the goal, I cried. The pride that I felt, it was a moment that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
Lake Placid Mayor Roby Politi can point to the exact seat where he watched the game.
Row A, seat 2, I was there, and I can remember distinctly the building rocking, the feet stomping. It was almost as if the building was moving.
Miracle, the film, tries to recapture that energy. At a ceremony before the local screening, team member Buzz Schneider stands with the Soviet and American flags at his back and describes this as a sort of homecoming.
First time I've been on the ice here at Lake Placid since 1980, and I'll tell you, it's been it brought shivers up and down my spine. It's wonderful. And,
in this very different age of professional dream teams and corporate-sized Olympics, Mikey Ruzioni says it's hard to believe that such a world-sized moment happened in this small place.
You come in here and you can almost hear the USA, USA chants, and it's that quaint little village that we were a part of.
Many locals still talk of bringing the Olympics back to Lake Placid, but that's a long shot. For now, people here are happy to savor the film version of the miracle that happened that night in 1980. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid.